Ladies and gentlemen, can I just introduce to you Simon Parkes, lifelong experiencer, ET contactee, former Labour politician, and much more besides. Okay, so without further ado, I'm just going to hand you over to Simon Parkes.
Hello, it's lovely to see you. In Borderville and Old English Theatre, there's a saying that a funny thing happened to me on the way to the theatre. I really didn't know whether I was going to be here today. I'm really pleased to have done it. I'm very sorry to have kept you. I'm very sorry to have been late, but I was absolutely determined to be here. The bill puts me down for speaking around the experiences. I'm very happy to do that, but there's so much happening on the world stage. I think it's more important that you have the up-to-date information and we understand where we are and how we got here. I think that's much more important. Because I'm late, we won't have as much time. I'll do the presentation and then I'm happy to take questions for the time we have left. So once again, thank you ever so much for your patience, and I'm really sorry. These things happen, don't they? Okay, I've entitled the presentation 2016-17, The Coming Crisis. Now, this is not about fear. Those of you who have had a chance to listen to me or see me know that I don't do fear mongering. But it's important that we have a clear idea of what we're facing. So I can find the right button. Those of you who have been following many people will know that for a number of years it's been predicted that there will be some sort of event. I'm not referring to Planet X or something like that. I'm referring to something much more human-made. So for many years, a range of people have been warning of an economic crash, 25, 30 years. And in many ways, it's been like calling wolf, because this has been going on and on and on. And people in the end just turn off and say, well, we're not really interested, nothing's happened. The difficulty is that these people have had the inside information and have expected it for many, many years. But those at the top who make enormous profits have done everything in their power to keep the wagon rolling. Had they not done that, there would have been a crash 20 years ago. So what we're going to do is just try and put things together and see what's going on here. Right. Unlike the 1999.com crash, it's very hard for us to think back to 1999, and it really affected the Americans more than here, unless you were in a business. If you had an up-and-coming computer business website, you really suffered. So unlike the 1999.com crash, or the 2007-2008, which, remember, happened in London, but took maybe 2 years to reach out into other areas. Where I live, didn't hit till 2010. This one will impact outside of the financial markets. In other words, when a particular financial institution is hit, whether it's house prices, whether it's stocks and shares, it takes time for that to feed across. That's completely different from what we're looking at. We're looking at the potential possibility of you going to put your card into the cash machine and it not actually giving you any money. So that's an immediate impact. Governments are hell-bent on keeping the truth from the public. Why would that be? Why do we think that they would actually want to hide it from us? The film Dr. Strangelove, which I have mentioned before, has a very interesting section. Who's seen Dr. Strangelove? Okay, all right. Who plays most of the main characters? Sorry? Right. Those of you who haven't seen me or have seen on YouTube, usually it gets cut out. I like to give presents where I do it. Not because I'm making a point to the audience, because the audience are here. It is for the YouTube visitors. I call them visitors because they probably sit in their armchair and visit on YouTube. And I try to show you that unconditional love means you give things without money. So we'd like to come out and get a prize. Cool. in Whitby, got books, meditation, astral travel, tarot cards. What would you like? Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's great. So, what we've got. And we'll keep going until we've given everything away. So I think the jigsaws are going to be very popular. These are jigsaws of Whitby. So especially made for Whitby. Right. Dr. Strangelove, there's a very interesting section in that. For those of you who are not familiar with the film, by accident an American bomber drops a nuclear bomb on a Russian city. And the Russian president says, well, we could have a third world war, but I tell you what, if you let us drop a nuclear bomb on one of your cities, we'll all be square. And here's the point. Because this is what they agree to stop a third world war. And one of the generals turns to the president and says, we've got 1 hour or 2 hours to warn the populace. Let's get them out. And the president says, no, because it'll just cause panic. And this is the situation here. The only country that has warned its citizens officially is Germany, although we have the Czech Republic and Finland also following suit. But in Great Britain, there's an absolute denial culture because they don't want a run on the banks. So Germany warned its citizens. And basically Germany said that there was a situation coming. They were less open than the Czech Republic. The Germans said that there was a situation which could occur, and initially they said put food and water away for a week to 10 days and draw money out. They didn't mobilise the military, but what they did was they got the names and addresses and ages of all eligible men and put that into their new database ready to call them up. They have already moved millions of litres of water, fuel and food to a number of distribution points all over Germany. We now know that the Czech Republic followed suit. What hasn't been reported in the press is the Czech Republic president spoke to his prime minister and said, what is the feasibility of arming every man and woman in our country? And that's not being reported widely. So actually asked the Prime Minister whether it was possible to arm all the citizens, in which the Prime Minister said, we can't do that. In Finland, same situation. 10 days of water, food, just as the Czech Republic. It's very interesting that a general in the Norwegian army has asked his political leaders whether the Norwegian people can be armed. So it's not just one isolated case. And we'll look exactly what's going on here. Okay, what are the experts saying? Some of these people you may be familiar with, some of them you won't. If it's USA-centric, that's because that's where the battle, and I'm using the word loosely, the battle is going to be fought. I've always said that the United States of America is where the physical battle will be fought, and the United Kingdom or England and Southern Ireland, part of Northern Ireland, but mainly Southern Ireland, where the energy battle will be fought. Not for no reason is England called the Magical Isle. And Germany is important because of its geographical location, and Germany has been manipulated into two world wars, so why wouldn't you want a third one to come from the same place? So Jim Rogers, who founded the Quantum Fund, doesn't matter if you haven't heard of it, along with George Soros. George Soros is the man who broke the Bank of England. In fact, in where I live, in Whitby, the largest fertiliser mine is being constructed, the largest mine in the world. And it was released 2 weeks ago that the man behind all the funding was George Soros. So this is very interesting because George Soros is going into mining because he, who controls the fertilizer, controls food production. George Soros is also buying gold mines in South America. So that's a very big indication. And he's said, with his founder, Jim Rogers, that $68 trillion is poised to wipe out millions of Americans on a biblical scale. Now, I have a problem, simply because my background, I understand some, this is word for word perfect. And you could read it exactly as it's intended to be read on face value, which is many millions of Americans are going to lose money to the tune in total of 68 billion. However, if you look at this, there's interesting words here, which is biblical and wipe out. Let's not forget that there are some very, very, very evil people who want to reduce the human population by a large number. So when I look at this, I see something very sinister hidden in it. But nevertheless, that's what's written. Royal Bank of Scotland privately told their closest clients, a client is not a customer, a client is somebody who moves millions of pounds or dollars in and out of a bank, privately told their closest clients, sell everything, because in a crowded hall, the exit doors are small. Now, how many ordinary Royal Bank of Scotland customers are there who have been told that information? But that's what happens on this planet at the moment. Only certain people get the information, and they're not going to share it with anyone else. Another interesting, you can go and Google these people later. Dale Davidson, who correctly predicted the dot-com crash and the 2007-2008 crash. Now, he is predicting stock markets will lose between 50 and 70% of their value. House prices will fall by 40%. Money will devalue by 30%. And unemployment will increase threefold. This is the man that correctly predicted the 2007-2008 crash. This time last year, just a bit earlier than this, Gordon Brown, he was Prime Minister under the last Labour government, Gordon Brown's chief economic advisor made a statement, and he basically tweeted, I covered it, that everybody should start putting food and water and money away. That was this time last year. Traditionally, the banking system takes a hit in October. Now, it didn't happen in the West, but it happened in China. So it was China last year. It's probably our turn this year. All right. Things that we don't know. Again, it's American, but it's very important because what happens in America happens here. If America catches a flu, we catch a cold. So the United States home ownership now is back to 1965 level. That means the number of people in the United States of America owning a home is at the same level it was in 1965. That's absolutely staggering. Where have they all gone? In the last crash, 10 million American homeowners lost their home, repossessed. 10 million. The total United States debt is put around $17 to $18 trillion. However, if you add Social Security, running libraries, running the ambulance service, the police service, and that's an ongoing cost, it means that $210 trillion short. There's no way this can go on. It just cannot maintain. In the United Kingdom, we've seen the retirement age raised, and it was sold to the public as, well, you're living longer, you can work longer. Isn't that good? You can actually work when you're 66 and 67 and 68. You don't have to rely on the state pension. Now you can go and work in a DIY store or something, or a supermarket or someone like you. Isn't that good? It isn't. It's part of a desperate measure because the amount of money in circulation is no longer enough to pay retirement pensions. The only way they can do that is what they call now quantitative easing. I used to call it printing money, but that's not used anymore because it's too honest. The only way they can maintain the situation is by printing money to pay things like the National Health Service, pensions, etc., etc. Let's have a look at this woman. If we were to believe the established news, she has nothing more than a bad flu or pneumonia, which she might have, actually. How many of you have seen the clips of her falling into the car? Most of you, well done. I'm really proud of you. Good. For those of you who haven't, I'm sure to God it was leaked. There's no way that they would not have allowed that. We saw her literally falling into a car. Some talk about her being handcuffed. That's not the case at all. I can promise you she was not handcuffed. We need to have an explanation as to what's going on here. Right. Here we go. The woman on the left is Hillary Clinton. The woman on the right is not. Often when we see these things, we start talking about clones. This is not a clone. We're not looking at a clone. This is so appalling that she can't even get the bag on the right shoulder. That shows how desperate and how quickly this has had to be organised. So she can't even get her hold-all bag on the right shoulder. It's a different woman completely. It's very famous. Monty had a double. Most of them did. This is before clones were in the human side of it. This is the real Adolf Hitler. This is the real Hitler. And that is the double, or one of the doubles. This is the double that actually appeared in the last, this is the last, allegedly the last photograph of Adolf Hitler after he was presenting to the 14 and 12-year-old boys of Hitler Youth for knocking out tanks. So we have a history on this country of leaders having a range of body doubles, not just to take the bullet, but to actually take the applause. This is the guy who might take over if Hillary isn't up to it. This is Joe Biden. But we have to ask ourselves, why isn't Joe Biden already in position? What is so special about Hillary Clinton that they would lie to the public, their own people, never mind the world, and they would do everything in their power to keep this woman up, running up to the election, when they've got what I presume is a perfectly good second in command? That's the real issue. Why? And then we've got this other man. So let's have a little think about it. The world is divided into power positions. At the very top of the pyramid, I'm using the word deliberately, we have one group of individuals who support Hillary Clinton. Not because their politics means they support her, but because of the agenda, what they want out of it. Hillary Clinton represents steady as she goes. Her view is that if we can make it hang on another year or another 2 years or 3 years, that's what we do. The vast majority of what the Americans call Capitol Hill, we would call it the politicians, they support this steady as she goes. Of course they do. They're on massive salaries. They'll do anything to maintain their position. There are some of the industrial complex, some of the big corporations, who also want steady as she goes. So they support Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump has the backing of a large part of the American military and some of the industrial complex. Because Trump has actually said that he would go into Capitol Hill and shake it all up. So that basically means lots of politicians would lose their jobs. Trump also, though, would probably sign into law certain things which no other president would do. And if I was an unscrupulous general, and actually most of the generals in America are very good and supportive of the citizens, but there are some unscrupulous who could use Trump, or at least believe that he could be used, far more than Ronald Reagan was ever used. Ronald Reagan provided the Star Wars initiative. He provided the black budgets that allowed energy beam weapons to be placed all over the globe and to advance the software so it could work. There have been energy beam weapons since the early 60s, but there was never the software to make them work. So this man is seen by many as the final push to get what they want. Now, I did a radio show. I have my very little, small radio show, which I'm very proud of, very glad to be given the opportunity. Wolf Spirit Radio, and JP hosts it. And I'd spoken about how the elite had run out of patience with the German Chancellor Angela Merkel. And on a number of websites, a number of forums, I was, as usual, attacked and vilified. Doesn't know what he's talking about, very stupid, blah, 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 blah. 2 days later, the guy here, on the right in handcuffs, attempts to infiltrate the cavalcade where the German Chancellor was in one of the cars, and I don't believe he was going to kill her, he was going to try and kidnap her. But that's not been told to the public. And I'm not pleased that happened, but I'm actually very pleased that it was made public, because all those ridiculous people who had been saying how stupid I was then had to eat their own words, because within 2 days there was a very serious incident. Now, when somebody tries to kidnap or kill a leader, I can assure you they don't let them stand to be photographed. What the German elite were doing was sending a message: we've caught him, and this is what will happen, and we know your plans. So this was a deliberate leak of information to show whoever had funded and organised this person that they weren't going to let that happen. Now, I've never said that the German Chancellor was a particularly good person, and I've always said that she had an agenda. And when the elite turned on her, she then had to make a decision. Did she fall on her sword, or did she actually put her country first? And I'm really, really, really pleased that she put her country first by saying to the world, we are going to stock up on food, we are going to stock up on fuel, and we're going to mobilise the citizens. She sent a very strong message to some element in the United States that they were no longer going to play the game. Now, this is good for Germany, but very bad for us here in Great Britain, and very bad for America. We were, and I'm sure people are going to do what they do and say how mad I am, we were 4 days away from the Third World War. That's how close it was, 4 days away. That's why all these neighbouring countries to Germany said, right, stop our food, get the money out, stick it under your bed, because they knew what was coming if it came to fruition. It didn't, because the courageous actions of Angela Merkel actually prevented it. We need to understand that. So whatever else she is, she's not a coward. Now, I made a joke at a last conference, and I showed the two pictures I'm going to show, and people said to me, how can you show that? You'll see why in a moment. How can you show these two pictures? And I said, I am only showing you what human consciousness is saying across the planet. Is this coincidence? This is 1925, when Hitler was in a photo shoot to check what black, and if you're wearing black and you're against a black background, because remember, there's no huge television screens in those days, and he wanted people to see him from a great distance. How did it work? And it's very odd, isn't it? So people were saying to me, well, you can't do that, you can't say that. But I was only showing human consciousness, because here's a demonstration in Germany. German gifts for Europe. Germany gave Europe Nazism and Islam. Question, why Angela? Next one. This is what, it doesn't matter whether it's right or not. I'm actually just showing what the human consciousness is doing in Germany. The people in Germany are being ripped apart. You know, whether we like it or not, there are 1 million migrants, at least, in Germany. 1 million people, most of whom don't speak German, don't dress the same way, look very differently. And how do we expect the people who are of the German extraction, how do we expect them to behave? So somebody has very deliberately moved 1 million people who are very obviously not German into Germany for one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to cause division. In the Second World War, the Germans tried to bomb the hell out of a number of cities. And the city that got most of it was London. But the spirit never cracked. And the reason it didn't crack was because your brother lived in the same road as the sister, your auntie lived two doors away, great-grandmother lived four doors away, everyone mucked in and helped themselves. That is not the case now. Hardly know anybody in the same street except in some small northern or southwestern towns. So if we have a situation of a crisis, we are not going to have everyone coming out on the street all saying, how can we help each other? That is not going to happen. And one of the reasons that I formed the Connecting Consciousness Group, and we have 8,000 members, and I'm really, really pleased about that, was to get people to communicate with each other, whether it be by CB radio, because that can't be jammed easily. If you have an old, or you can buy on eBay, an old analog CB radio, and you have a friend who's maybe, I don't know, 200, 300 miles away, if they have CB radio, you can actually communicate, and that won't be jammed. I am looking at a time when cell phones, mobile phones go down, when the internet goes down. And Connecting Consciousness was about forming groups of people in the United States of America, where I know there's going to be a very difficult situation. Really blown away with the fact that every American state now has a Connecting Consciousness coordinator. So each state may have between 20 and 100 people who are a member of Connecting Consciousness, and each American state has a coordinator. That coordinator feeds back to the overall United States coordinator. In Great Britain, I have a coordinator who oversees the United Kingdom. In Germany, I have one who coordinates Central Europe. Because I want people to communicate while we still can, to build that strength, to not go into fear and not go into panic. And we have a situation where many things are occurring. Those of you who might have seen the Farsight Institute's report, who knows what the Farsight Institute is? Come on then, lady, can't see the orange? Huh? What is it? Yes. Do you want to come up and get a present while I carry on? Right, for those of you who couldn't hear, the Farsight Institute is a remote viewing organisation, and you can actually go online and see them. And if you give an able or gifted remote viewer a target, that can be, just choose whatever you want there, that can be viewed. And sometimes it seems to be so important that they will go public with it. Now, there were three remote viewers, one in Britain, one in America, and possibly one in Australia, who all saw a mushroom cloud. Now, they took it to be a nuclear explosion. But one of them, who was very gifted, was able to explain, although he didn't know what he was explaining, perhaps, the method to which this happened. And I was sent a message within 3 minutes of the Kennedy launch pad blowing up. So this is a picture that I got within 3 minutes from somebody, and I was able to put that on the JP radio show. This, I'm absolutely convinced, is what the Farsight Institute saw. They saw a military-type base with soldiers running around and what they thought was a nuclear explosion. If you can get hold of the video, it's been taken down, but good people keep posting it, you will see a metallic orb fly very close to... You've seen it. Can you get present? Come on. You will see an orb that comes very close and does not fire at the rocket, but it fires at the guidance system. That's what it takes out. Now, we're going to move into realms which some people perhaps have no knowledge of and others of you have. This is only an hour talk, it's less than that, so we can only just very closely go over this one. There are people who are born into very difficult families, and I don't mean challenged families financially, I mean difficult families because they come from a satanic Illuminati background. And they are mind controlled from a very early age, and they are linked to positions of the planets and the stars, and there are a range of what we would be called satellites or communication satellites which are launched and have got nothing to do with it. One of them is called Black Knight. The Black Knight system actually sends microwaves down and will engage with people who have this type of programming. They can be made into assassins. So it's absolutely of no surprise to me that this was taken out. But if we had more time, that's a whole topic on itself. You'll be very familiar with this. This appears in many movies. It's real, it's genuine. Sometimes they let the cameras come in a few feet into it. It is the base where the NORAD, the North American Defense System, was usually based, and then was moved out. It's moved out because they wanted space. And last year, it was proofed that it cost between 700 million and 900 million, just below the billion, to make it electromagnetic proofing, EMP proof. Have a look at one of the doors. You don't like this. That is a door. That's not just a nuclear blast door. It is also an EMP-proof door. Because if you look at the locking system, there are these huge steel or whatever they are, bolts that move across. That's not just to resist a nuclear blast. That is to confuse or absorb an EMP range. The next attack will not be a nuclear explosion, it will be an EMP. And I said to you that good for Germany, not so good for us. One way to bring about a very quick disruption to a country like Great Britain is to blast EMP over the City of London. Take out the financial sector. That's one way. The second way in the United States of America is to take out two of the six, is it? Major generators in the States. The Americans have a small number of, they're like little cities. These are generators because America is so vast, it needs it to send the power. And it would take 6 months to repair a badly damaged generator. So EMP is the way to go if you want to maintain the structure of your organization, but you don't want it to communicate. So you can come back months later and all the buildings are still standing. It's more like a neutron bomb. This is a very interesting picture. It comes from Paul Getty Institute. Getty's about the only person who's allowed in here. And that's actually a real genuine picture from inside the Chiang base. And the reason I'm showing it to you is that is something not right here. This is a genuine picture. But it's all space radar. And when I went to the space radar base near where I live, there's almost identical pictures. So my view is that the radar base in North Yorkshire, where I had my tour, is providing, partially anyway, the same images to the Cheyenne base. Because you're looking here at the Earth. These are satellite pictures or radar pictures being bounced off satellite. This is not your traditional air defence. That's not an air defence. I'm just going to show you the picture. I showed this 3 years ago. That is the radar base that I went round. That's a publicity shot. And what's very interesting about it is that as it's a publicity shot, you're not allowed to see anything. The screens are this side where we can't see. But what is really nice, I'm going to walk across the screen and just show you, draw your attention to this bit. There's a small window bit there. That's about as much as they were allowed to show you. That's where the Americans sit. So this is RAF Fylingdales. It's not British at all. It's American. And that window goes on maybe 15 feet with a glass door. And that's where the two Americans each shift sit. And when an unidentified flying object, and that's what they still call them, when a UFO is detected, all of this crew go out, and the doors there, they all go out. The Americans unlock its keypad, come out of the glass door, take charge, deal with the situation, then tell the Brits they can come back, and the Americans go back in and shut the door. And what's really interesting, because again, people are despair. So many people said, I never got tour. I never went to the tour. They never took me. I was making it all up. And one media newspaper said, well, if I contact them, will they confirm it? I said, yeah, not only that, I'll give you the name of the person. They never got back to me. The leaflet which I was given would make you believe it was a British or an English, whatever you want to call it now, with Brexit base. But the guys, and one of them, I'm not going to put him up, one of them is the same guy that I saw. I'm not going to say which one it was, because that's not fair. But one of the guys in this photograph was one of the guys that I saw on the tour. And he actually made it clear that the Americans run this base. And I said to him, isn't that rather degrading? You're here. And he said, well, no, as long as it's not something, that's all he said, we deal with everything else. So if it was a genuine satellite that had lost orbit, they'd deal with it. If it was a passenger plane that was off course, they'd deal with it. But when it's an unidentified flying object, they just leave and the Americans take over. Now, in 1969, it was suggested that Americans went to the moon. And we haven't got the time to go into that. But how many people know that in 1969 there were only two types of radar in the world that could track something that went from the Earth to the moon? And one of them was Jodrell Bank. It was the only thing in this part of the hemisphere that had the reach. And do we know that the National Security Agency of America, with the permission of the British government, came in and sent all the British people home from Jodrell Bank, and the Americans manned Jodrell Bank until the alleged splashdown? Because Jodrell Bank would have shown quite clearly that in that particular instance, it never left the Earth's orbit. It just went round and round and round. And that's what the Yanks do. That's what they do. They control it. So anything like that, and this all goes back to the Second World War. So I'm now going to show you a real British, and I'm very, very fortunate for this photograph, a real British fighter control centre. So you can see the difference. You remember the Second World War pictures of those very able women with the long sticks pushing wooden markers on the thing? Well, of course, that doesn't happen now, but I'm going to show you this. You can see when it's to do with space, and I mean space up there, planets and spaceships. That's how they lay it out, right? That's how it's laid out. But when it's aircraft in the traditional sense of the word, which is what we think of it is, that's actually what it looks like. That is your fighter control system somewhere in England, many feet under the ground. A totally different environment. All right, so that will hope we give that. Just before the 9/11 situation, and this is, we're not going over old ground for no reason, Donald Rumsfeld announced that $2.3 trillion couldn't be accounted for in the Pentagon. Basically, the American government had lost $2.3 trillion. Now, to try to understand what that is $1 trillion, and there's a big American lorry and a Boeing, big Boeing jumbo jet. That would give you an idea if the equivalent would be 100 pound notes. So this is a $100 bill stacked up. That is $1 trillion. So they lost $2.3. The reason I'm getting confused is because the 30th of this month is corporate America's accounting year. And do you know what? They've lost more money. Now that's really serious, because just one of the points of 9/11 was to take away any questions about where over $2 trillion have gone. And my concern is that they're about to announce another big loss. And the loss will be announced at $6.2 trillion. So on the 30th September of this year, it is corporate America's accounting year. This is the military is unable to account for 6.2 trillion. Now that means that's gone to black budgets. The space fleet program, bases on the moon, bases on Mars, all of the cloning programs, the mind control programs, everything that the ordinary people don't have a slice of the pie in. So in America, where things are crumbling and falling to pieces, you could say that's the same here, they obviously had 6.2 trillion, which they've lost. Let's line it up a little bit. Who is this? You already had a present. Someone else. Okay, come on then, come on. Right, this is Mr. Rockefeller. And to give another present away, who can tell me something really astounding about Mr. Rockefeller in the last 2 weeks? Yeah. Can you come and get a present, or are you stuck there? I'll save you. What? Yeah, right, okay. Right, well, what actually, yes, you're absolutely right. The Rothschild, this is Rockefeller, not Rothschild, but the Rothschild Bank was thrown out from Russia. No, this man, David Rockefeller, is 99 years old, and he is on his sixth heart transplant. He's just had his sixth heart. Now, you try on the NHS at 99 years old and say, never mind, can I have six heart transplants? Can I have one? Now, the reason that I've made a point of this is because to show you, under the energy of the planet that we're still existing on now, that money can literally do anything evil. It can't do anything good, by the way, unless you're using it for good intent. If your soul in your body is of good intent, you can use money for good purposes. But the concern I have is the comment that he gave to the media. I'll read it out. Here we go. Every time I get a new heart, it is like the breath of life is swept across my body. I feel regenerized and alive. Well, I think the vampire is a really good word, actually. So we have a situation on this country at the moment where we have a female prime minister, we have a female chancellor in Germany, and potentially a female leader in America. I call them the three witches, because the Earth's planet is feminine, and there are very, very clever evil people who want to connect the female divine energy, although whether any of those three are divine, I don't know, but they want to connect feminine energy to the planet. That's why there are three leaders. And, oh, who is the leader in Scotland? It's a female. And who is the new leader of the UKIP party? A female. People are not understanding what's going on. What they'll say is that's really good because it's equality. And yes, if it was because of that, I would be very happy. But its energy is being manipulated simply because if a female, part of a cabal, puts out messages, they are more likely to be believed by the populace if they are connected to the energy of the planet. Well, that's what's happening. Hillary Clinton does not have a clone yet. They require a clone. A clone on its own isn't, at this stage in the game, isn't capable of doing what you need. So you have to take the soul from the person and place it into the clone. And whatever, Hillary Clinton is, she's not stupid. And she knows that if she allows them to take the soul from her body and place it into the clone, they will just conveniently get rid, and they'll never actually put the soul into the clone. They will put somebody else's into that. That's why she's refusing. I genuinely feel very sorry for her, because that's why she's in a state. If you think you are about potentially to inherit a country that is going to have the most and the worst economic crash in its life, If you've got people who are threatening to kill you, no wonder you're in that state. Those of you who have seen my reports, I think, of 2 to 3 years ago, will remember perhaps me telling you that Hillary Clinton was shot by one of her Navy SEAL bodyguards. And that was on an aeroplane landing in Tehran. The point about the government in Tehran is one of the leaders is very pro-American and one is not. The Navy SEAL, who was the head of her bodyguard, saw something in Hillary Clinton that so terrified him that he shot her, intending to kill her. He didn't, he wounded her, and he was then shot in turn by the other bodyguards. Bullets pierced the airplane. It was a pressurized airplane. It hadn't taken off. It was actually on the runway, moving. It flew off the runway. Another aircraft was immediately dispatched to pick up Clinton, take him back to hospital. And those who can find them, the links, will see that she was off her duties as Senate or Congress, I think she was a senator, and it was reported that she'd fallen over. And those of you who do really good detective work will actually find that it is reported that the head of her bodyguard died, but in a training accident in his own camp. So we have a lot of background information here that this is true. Somebody saw something. Obviously saw a change. They saw some physical change. So we have leaders in many countries who are put in this position because this is the end game. This is not the end of the world, it is the end of a particular game. We can come through this. Brexit, believe it or not, was not negative. Without going down the political route, the Brexit was something that the vast majority of the elite did not foresee. And it actually put back chemtrailing by about 6 months. It's still going on, but it's greatly reduced. It's put back a number of programs in this country because of that. All right, now I think we're probably up to the time. 5 minutes. Well, shall we just do some questions on for those 5 minutes? So I'll just pull out at random. So for those of you who didn't hear it, where does my information come from and what can the public do? I only go public with my information when it comes from two separate sources. I will never go public with it just coming from one source. The one source, I don't like the word whistleblower, it's a term that people do not like. Someone who served maybe 30 years in a military establishment does not like to be called a whistleblower. So my information comes from security services, that's one half, and from off-planet entities. And if the two informations are matching, I'll go public with it. But I'll often get one person saying something and something else saying something else. And I'll have to say, all right, well, maybe I'll hang on to that and see if we get some confirmation coming through. I'm not a researcher. The only time I do research is when I think, okay, I've got this information, I need a photograph. Let me go and see if I can find a picture, because I like my presentations to be interesting. When I talk normally for between 3 and 6 hours. I don't normally speak for this short period of time. But the reason that I'm doing it is because the organisers are wonderful people, and I really wanted to support them and show my support. When I was a driving instructor, I would teach pupils for an hour, but I much preferred 2 hours, because by the first hour the pupil is just beginning to get what we need to do, and then, oh, it's time to go back. So this learning process is like that. Now, this is not a learning process, but it's about me giving you information and then you deciding what you do with it. So, and I have more time. We have more time to work as a team, more time to actually understand each other and to share questions. So that's why it's such a short presentation. And that's why It's been short, sharp, and it's not normally the way we do it. So the question following through with that is, what do you do? If you can, then you put away some food and water. And you take some money out and you put it under the bed. And if you've got pets, for heaven's sake, get some cat food and dog food, because that's the last thing the supermarkets are going to be storing. The way supermarkets order food, they do it about midnight. It's all electronic, and by 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock the next morning, the lorry arrives and unpacks. It's just in time, that's what they call it. Well, if that all goes down, no one's going to sit with a phone saying, well, I've got 10,000 things I need to order, you know, 4 boxes of matches. It's just not going to happen. So the supermarkets are very quickly going to run down. Even if there are lorries with food ready to come through, there'll be no ordering process. The Germans are saying to their people, look what happened in Greece. The cash points were only open for 2 hours each day, and you could only take out the equivalent of about, I don't know, £50-60. That's something you need to consider. Many people are buying gold and silver. There's a problem here, because you can't eat gold and silver. You can't go to a supermarket and say, I have this gold coin, please can I have a nice pasty? But what you can do is say, after the crash, oh no, my money's worthless, but I have got this silver and gold, and you can go to the bullion dealer and he or she will give you the equivalent of that. Because what we're looking at is a 30% devaluation in the pound. The pound is the pound, as Harold Wilson said many, many years ago. The pound in your pocket is not affected unless you're buying an import. If something's coming from another country that has a gold-backed currency, and you don't have a gold-backed currency, that gold-backed currency can say, I want 4 times what you paid me yesterday, else you don't get it. This is the problem. From the positive side, men and women in England can start small businesses, because the big corporations will just collapse. It's a real good opportunity. Next question. Go out the back. Benjamin Fulford is still, I hope I'm not going to upset anybody, in my mind, it's only my humble opinion, is still an asset of the security services. The information he gets is pretty good, although it does come through what we call the White Hats or the White Dragon Society. I would listen quite carefully to what he says. I think that the information that he's giving is true at the point it's given to him. This is the thing. When somebody like me or anyone else comes out and says something, you do it because you believe you have an absolute necessity or a need to share that information so other people can do something with it. Now, if it doesn't happen, then that individual has made a fool of themselves. And actually, it's very interesting that one person on the radio show said to me, I've looked back at all your shows, and I thought, my God, you must have sat there for hours, and said, everything you've predicted has come right. There isn't one thing that you've said that didn't happen. And that's actually the truth. I even predicted where the bomb attacks would be last Christmas. I couldn't say which city, but I said which country was going to get it. So, not likely do I stand here and say, this is a situation that we are facing. I don't know how bad it's going to be. I certainly don't think it's the end of the world. And I don't think there's going to be mass starvation. But I do think certain people who don't have anything, because, you know, think of the story of the three little pigs, house of straw, house of sticks, and the last pig built his house of bricks. And the wolf came and blew down all the other two houses. We have a situation where there are people perhaps who haven't made provision and might try and take from a house that does have provision. So that's something. Last year, I know we're a long way away from London, but did you know that last year, just before close of business in the House of Parliament, an act was passed allowing the military to seal off London around the M25? So London can be locked down. They're going to use the military, not the police, at all of the main roads around the M25 to completely contain the city and then pull all the police out except for Buckingham Palace, House of Parliament, Bank of England and a few other places, and they don't care what happens. You've got 7 or 8 million people going mad, so what will they do? They'll contain them. That sounds rather like something I heard in a spaceship. I love it. Sounds good. All right, another question. Gentlemen, now, come on. Corporate America reports on the 30th. People who are also prepared to put their head above the parapet are saying the 25th of September. Some are saying the 27th of September. For the last 2 years, I have said October. I might be wrong. It might actually be this side. I have always said October of this year was very serious for America and Great Britain. So the date of the 30th is corporate. Did you know that the World Wide Web, the internet, is owned? I didn't, actually. I couldn't understand how something that covered lots of different countries actually was owned. Right? Well, I'll tell you, on the 30th of September, the ownership changes. Somebody new is taking over. And this is too coincidental for me. Now, corporate America is going to announce, it's got to say that there's $6 trillion missing, and someone takes over the internet. That could just be absolute coincidence. Okay. Just do this guy first. You put your hand up. Yeah. The human race thinks of aliens. We really like the idea of something with 10 eyes and lots of arms and a blob, because we feel superior and comfortable with that. And then when programs like Star Trek came along and, you know, it started to portray aliens looking rather like us, that caused quite a difficult reaction amongst many people, because that can't be right. That doesn't look like alien, that looks like a human. Why shouldn't it be that which is on the earth is replicated elsewhere? I watched a very interesting children's film called Ice Age 4. Anybody seen Ice Age 4? Ooh, good. And someone at the back who then puts his hand up and then ducks his head down. The reason it's important was because the hero of the piece finds a flying saucer entombed in ice. And at the very end of the film, having seen a huge asteroid nearly hit the Earth, and devastation explosion completely strip Mars. This is a children's film, and the very last thing we get is the narrator saying, a long time ago, Mars was like Earth, and it had water and fields. And then the narrator waits a minute and says, I wonder where all the water went. So we have a number of beings associated with this planet that look rather like us, or rather like something, simply because they were the seed from that. I don't mean they came from Mars, but they are brought here genetically. The United States Navy, for a very long time, have worked with an alien race which they call raptors. The Canis race, to which you refer, are very expert with swords. There's only two alien races that I'm aware of that are good with swords. One is the Canis, and the other is the reptilians themselves, the Draconis, where the sword is, think about sword in the stone. That's where we get all that from. That's passed down through the royal line. It sounds awful to say the dog race, doesn't it? So we'll say the Canis race is a race that has for a very long time been independent, but has now decided that it wants to become more positive to humanity. So that's my answer. Have we got any more time left? How are we doing? How much time have we got left? Okay.
Hi. Simon, Spicy Fingers. I wanted to talk to you, actually. I had a dream about Well, I did personally call Dad or Father, and I hope you'll be able to speak to you about that, but maybe now is not the time. You've been having a lot of police activity recently, it seems. How's that going? And you seem a little bit flustered when you came here. Is that still something to do with all that?
Thank you. No, I very rarely show emotion. And I was flustered simply because my sat-nav, my AI device, took me to the other end of Vicarage Road, absolutely telling me this is where you all were. Right? Right, good. And I'm phoning saying, that's not right. I was the way I was because I take my presentations, I'm sure everybody does who speaks, but really seriously, because you have taken the trouble to come here, and I really don't like keeping you waiting. That's why I was the way I was. The police activity, I was doing a radio show, and there was a knock at the door. I was nearly finished on the radio show, and there were two police officers who'd been let into the house. I did my radio show from the top of the house, and there were two police officers actually outside the door. And I knew it wasn't a normal situation because the knock on the door, and I hear people who've listened to the radio show can hear it's a real, like a policeman's knock. So I just turned off the radio show because I really didn't know what was happening. And the police officer said to me, we've had a tip-off. Are you all right? Yes, I'm fine. You go downstairs and I'll just finish up. Actually, I don't know if it was a radio show or it could have been an interview with Kerry Cassidy. Was it Kerry Cassidy? Yeah, I was doing an interview with Kerry Cassidy live. And I don't know whether it was because I mentioned the clone that was getting ready for Hillary Clinton or what it was, but that's what occurred. The police were real policemen. They had a genuine phone call. This had not come from a member of the public. It had come from somewhere else. So I can speak louder, even if the milk delivery is coming through. And basically, they were very genuinely concerned for my well-being. Thank you. Very, very concerned. What I actually did was, I have responsibility for other people, so I just took B&B and moved people around a bit for a couple of days. Then I was doing the radio show, and Whitby is a town of 12,000 people. It's not a busy place. And during the radio show, about 15 minutes into it, there was a continuous sound of a police siren right outside the house. Now, in America and London, that's quite common, where the police will arrive at a terrible situation and they'll open the doors of their police car, run out. They're so busy, they don't even turn the siren off. That happens a lot in America and in London, but does not happen in Whitby. This was going on and on. I thought, there's something not right here. So I had to go and have a look, and there were two police vans that had rammed a car right against the side of the wall, which leads up the little side road to, you know, how you get up to my house, basically. And I just thought, well, this could be a coincidence or it could be something else. So that was something that happened. I'm really glad it happened live because people could hear the police siren. It's not me sort of hallucinating. I have been offered bodyguards. I have been offered armoured cars. And if the situation gets more interesting in the world of Europe, I might have to avail myself of that. But I won't stop doing what I'm doing. Because how awful would it be to come this far and then say, I didn't think this was going to happen. Oh, I didn't think this was right. Oh, I think I'll just disappear. And that's not what I'm going to do. I love the human race, actually. For all our faults and all the things that we do some marvellous things. And you think about, that old saying, oh, I've made a mistake, I'm only human. Oh, I've got that wrong. Well, I'm only human, what do you expect? I wonder if Michelangelo, when he created something, or Leonardo da Vinci, or Florence Nightingale did something really wonderful, did they actually say, there, I've created that because I'm human. This is what we need to do. We need to turn this round. We don't think of humanity as negative. We have to think of humanity as absolutely wonderful and really positive. And so I'm really delighted to have the opportunity to speak with you today. I'm sorry it's only a short period of time. I'm going to hang around for a little bit. And it'd be nice to have a chat with you. I want to look at the stalls, because I'm sure I'm going to buy something. So the message is, this is what we came here for. You're here now at this time. This is not coincidence. You know, you were going to incarnate on this planet. You could have done it in the Roman period, or the Greek period, or the Middle Ages. But no, you have incarnated at this time. And there's a reason for that. We are all greatly privileged. I know some colleagues disagree with me on the numbers, but this is either the sixth or the seventh, depending on who you believe, the sixth or the seventh time that humanity has tried to break free on this planet. But this is the only time that we did the equivalent of 2012. So when we made it through the energy shift of 2012, the human race on this planet achieved something that no previous generation had done. That's what the Matrix film was all about, for God's sake. That's what the Polish brothers were trying to show you. Time and time and time again, the Neo character had come through, but it never made it. It was got knocked back. Well, this time, we mustn't let it get knocked back. You know, we need a time when we don't elect somebody because they have a blue or red or a yellow badge. We should elect people because if they say, your street needs this, I will do this, do that, and then we elect them again because they delivered exactly what they said, not lost in some platitude about, well, you know, the economies have changed and we've got this new hospital, you know, down in Bromsgrove, so we don't need one in Redditch. That's all bullshit. The reality is that if you stand before people and wish to be elected by them, you should have the honour of delivering what you promise. And that's patently not happening. So what I'm saying is that we need a complete change in the way we elect people, the way we value ourselves. How many times have I stood before audience and said, why is a bank manager paid more than a nurse? Because the system we live in now values money over the saving of human life. Because if you are in an NHS hospital or you're receiving care as an NHS patient, you're not important because you would have private medical care. So we're not going to bother about the ordinary people. And that's why we're going to pay the bank manager more than a nurse, because that is where our money creation is. So, forgive me, but why is a doctor paid somewhere between £120,000 a year and £200,000 a year? Because they sell pharmaceuticals. That's why the doctors will never lose a battle with the government. Teachers will, refuse workers will, train drivers will, but doctors will never lose, because the trillionaires who make their money through pharmaceuticals will say to the government, the doctors are on strike. They're not selling my products. Do a deal with them. That's what's going on. But you guys understand that, and I just wish that this message could be got out. Listen, I need to go because clearly I've run over time. So God bless you. I love you all very, very much. Thank you, Desai.